Radical Russ here at the Seattle Hemp Fest, day one. It's after 1:30, and it has done nothing but rain here at the Seattle Hemp Fest. We have been rained out, no bands, no speakers so far, just nothing but rain. So I have camped out here in the normal booth, and the normal booth this year isn't up against the water. It's facing directly in front of the main stage. So we can see as all of the main stage personnel have been covering up the amps and the speakers, and everybody's just drenched here. Plenty of umbrellas out. Nothing but gray skies, and we're here at the Normal booth. Keith Straub is taking pictures. Keith Straub, founder of Normal, taking pictures with a young man who was a Montana Normal volunteer. We got Kevin Oliver here from Washington Normal, Danica Noble from Normal Women of Washington, Joy Beckerman from Hemp Ace International and Normal Women, and Rick Cusick from High Times Magazine. He made his way out here from New York City. So we are doing our best to enjoy ourselves at the rained out Seattle Hemp Fest. It doesn't look as if it's going to get any brighter or nicer out there. It's pretty much going to be a rainy day. Danica needs a tall person. You need a tall person? Let's see. All right, where are we going here? All right. Right there. So Normal Women of Washington. We got Joy. What do you think of your Hemp Fest so far, Joy? Darling Joy.
Oops.
Hello.
I'm in the microphone.
You're in it. How you doing?
I love you, Russ, and we're so glad you're here, 420 Radio.
I'm so glad to be here. Danica is here. Hello, Danica.
Hello, Russ Belville.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Excellent.
And Normal Women of Washington are representing. We've got the green bandanas and the pink bandanas. Is this the Bloods and the Crips of the women's marijuana movement?
No, no, we are unified in our pinks and greens.
I see. It's for color coordinating for the right shoes, right?
Trying to figure out something that rhymes with Bloods and Crips. I'm going with Loves and... I'll get there.
Buds.
Buds.
And Rips.
And Rips. Buds and Rips.
Buds and Rips.
There we go. And speaking of which, when you're sitting here in the Normal booth with these nationally known activists that are here, you know, it's Hemp Fest any day you're in a Normal booth. Any day you're hanging out with the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, it's Hemp Fest.
And I'm looking at the Normal donation jar, and they've already filled up that jar. Lots of cash donations here. We had one guy that stopped by, dropped a sizable donation, said, "This is how I launder my drug money." It's like, okay, whatever. As long as we're making the money.
And the criminal attorneys appreciate that very much.
That's right. And we got Normal hats here that are looking pretty cool. Very nice. Normal t-shirts. The, of course, the famous gold leaf pin. And it looks like a Normal, like, concentrate container.
That's what I'm going with.
A little plastic screw cap concentrate container.
That's pretty good.
So we're not sure whether or not we'll be recording any speakers or bands today. We have yet to see. We did get Tina Hendricks, the niece of Jimi Hendrix, doing the Star Spangled Banner on a green violin, wearing a gorgeous green dress, and running it through distortion. So it was pretty cool. And that's been the only musical performance so far. From that point on, the rain has come down, the stage has been shut down, and we are rainbound. That's all right. We've got weed. We've been smoking it. We've also got, like I said, Rick Cusick is here in the booth. Rick's on the phone. He's on the phone. So we got Keith here, and Keith and Kevin. And now I'm in the way, so we'll back up just a minute. We'll get more with everyone here in just a minute.